Hi, my name is Darren Joseph from HEJ Tax. We're the team that seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of cross-border taxation. And today we have the honor and the privilege of having a conversation with Jonathan Brooks. Jonathan, would you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Darren. That's very kind. My name's Jonathan Brooks. I'm a financial advisor with Hoxton Capital Management. And at Hoxton Capital, we've got regulated offices in different jurisdictions across the world, including the US, of course, the UK, throughout Europe, and the Middle East as well.
Okay, fantastic. What type of investments should a UK and US exposed expat avoid?
Okay, that's a really important thing to consider, particularly for those people that have reporting in the US. They need to make sure that they aren't going to fall foul of the PFIC rules. And so therefore, if they want to hold funds, they should be looking for US domiciled funds that give the reporting in the correct format for the IRS. If it's not possible for them to hold those, they should look for direct shares or stocks and certainly take advice, because they need to be aware that many UK unit trusts, mutual funds, or even ETFs that are domiciled from Europe will not report properly as far as the IRS is concerned and be treated as PFIC, which is could create big tax complications.
Absolutely, completely agree with that. In our area of practice, that is the biggest challenge, that people don't understand that the US views foreign mutual funds in a certain way. And that's not to say that you need to get rid of them, but just be aware of the consequences and the increased compliance cost. And consider whether the ROI is still there when you factor in any tax and compliance obligations. Jonathan, thank you very much for sharing so much of your insight. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
They can find us on hoxtoncapital.com or look for Jonathan Brooks on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you very much.